Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the Wikipedia page for 2023 Writers Guild of America Strike. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe to this premier news broadcast podcast.
Absolutely. And we have a very special guest today. We have a member of the Writers Guild of America. His name is Brian Tucker. Thank you for being here, Brian.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I've been a member of the Writers Guild for 24 years now.
That's a lot. How old are you, Rachel?
Oh, I think you know how old I am. And that number would be 25.
Wonderful. Yeah, Brian has been a writer for SNL for over a decade. He's written for the Chris Rock Show. He's written for Mad TV. He is a dyed-in-the-wool, hella good writer. Anyway, let's start talking about how things are falling apart. We'll read 2023 Writers Guild of America Strike. The 2023 Writers Guild of America strike is an ongoing labor dispute between the Writers Guild of America, WGA, labor union representing 11,500 writers and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, AMPTP, which began at 12:01 a.m. PDT on May 2nd, 2023.
It is the largest interruption to American television and film production since the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, as well as the largest labor stoppage for the WGA since the 2007-08 strike.
Which I also was part of.
How does that one compare to this one so far?
It's really different. That one, there were fewer members of the guild. I've heard between 2,000 and 3,000 fewer back then. The guild seemed older, it seemed less diverse, and people were not as energized about striking back then as I feel them now. Also, fewer unions were with us. There's lots of people from SAG-AFTRA out there marching with us. There's lots of people from Teamsters, and we did not have that in 2007.
Oh, well, I'm glad you have it now. Read on.
Okay, so here are some issues in the strike. The main focus point in the labor dispute is the residuals from streaming media. The WGA claims that AMTP's share of such residuals has cut much of writers' average income compared to a decade ago. Writers also wanted artificial intelligence, such as ChatGPT, to be used only as a tool that can help research or facilitate script ideas and not be used as tools to replace them. That seems right to me.
Yeah, that makes sense. On May 2nd, 2020, the latest Minimum Basic Agreement, MBA, became the collective bargaining agreement that covered most of the work done by WGA riders. The Minimum Basic Agreement is an agreement which establishes a minimum wage for television and film writers. In television, the Minimum Basic Agreement only applies to those who write for broadcast television shows and not for streaming television. This is very clear among late-night talk shows that are produced for broadcast television, such as The Late Show with Stephen Colbert by CBS versus The Problem with Jon Stewart, produced for streaming by Apple TV+. The writers who work for streamers are not covered by the MBA and therefore must negotiate individually with the streaming company for their pay, and as a result are paid less than writers who write for broadcast talk shows while doing the same amount of work. The MBA expired on May 1st, 2023.
Oh, wow. I had no idea that there was such a difference between the two.
I feel like there always is, especially when new media starts coming around.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's correct, but there are definitely parts of the MBA that streamers have agreed to. There are, you know, writers who write for dramas and for like larger half-hour comedies on streamers have to get at least WGA minimum. And there are, I know the streamers contribute to the WGA's health and pension fund, although not as much. So I think at least some aspects of the Minimum Basic Agreement are covered, but not the whole thing.
My guess would be, I mean, I don't know for sure, but my guess would be those streamers which are connected to broadcast television, like probably HBO. Right. Yeah, I mean, well, broadcast cable, but you know what I mean.
Right. Well, I mean, there's a good example of, so Seth Meyers' late night show with NBC is covered under the Minimum Basic Agreement because it's on one of the main traditional networks, NBC. And is on, you know, regular TV every night at 12:30. But one of Seth Meyers' writers, Amber Ruffin, has a show that's shot in the same studio with a lot of the same writers and same talent, Amber Ruffin, but it's only on Peacock, only on streaming. And so those writers are not covered under the Minimum Basic Agreement. And those writers don't even get the minimum amount that is required of Seth Meyers' writers. So that might give you some idea of the difference.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, a network like NBC would take advantage of any loopholes.
Yeah,
but I mean,
course.
I get it. But let's, you know, get it together, everybody. People yeah. need to make a living.
The WGA estimated that its proposals would yield to writers about $429 million a year, whereas the AMPTP's offer would yield $86 million.
Yeah, and I'll add to that that there are some CEOs for the streamers that make, at least last year, over $500 million. we are asking all, as a group of 11,000 writers, to be paid collectively a little less than one CEO's yearly pay.
That really puts it into perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it Sorry. Definitely does.
I want to be correct. It's less than two combined CEOs' yearly pay is $500 million. I said one, but it's two.
Got it. Sorry. Okay.
But still.
Yeah.
One disputed issue is the Guild wanting requirements for mandatory staffing and duration of employment terms to be added to their contract, which would require all shows to be staffed with a minimum number of writers for a minimum amount of time, whether needed or not, per the AMTP. That is true. That is about having every show have a writer's room rather than one person running the show and people hiring writers as just what we call a gig, just come in for 2 weeks, a month, write on the show and leave. It's about trying to give younger writers more of a long-term career.
Yeah, I've definitely been a gig writer and it is not as much fun as having a regular job as a writer.
And not nearly as lucrative.
Another important issue is that the WGA would like to see each member of a writing team receive their own pension and each receive their own healthcare funds. The AMPTP rejected this proposal and did not offer a counterproposal. Oh, that's hardball. At the same time, there was a tentative agreement between the WGA and AMPTP to have 5% of negotiated minimums for all WGA minimums shifted into pensions and health funds.
Man, how dare they want health care and retirement.
I know. or a writing team. Yeah, a lot of the issues that the writers tried to put on the table, the AMPTP did not even agree to negotiate. So it was not that they had their own proposal that was insufficient. It's that they didn't put forward a proposal at all. This included this term about writing teams and also stuff like artificial intelligence.
I hope this turns out great because it sounds bleak.
Yep.
Yeah. You asked me another difference, or a difference between this and the 2007 strike, is these issues feel more existential and things that writers are fighting for the future more than 2007 did, to me, at least, and I think to a lot of writers as well.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you deconstruct capitalism.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. We really appreciate it. Now let's get back to talking about writer's strikes, like I know you love.
That's our favorite. Negotiations and strike activity. On April 18th, 2023, 97.85% of members of the Writers Guild of America, WGA Labor Union of Screenwriters in the United States, voted to go on strike if they failed to reach a satisfactory agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, AMPTP, which represents the major film and television studios of Hollywood, by May 1st. The AMPTP engaged in lengthy negotiations with the WGA on behalf of Amazon Studios, as well as MGM Holdings, Apple Studios, Lionsgate, NBC Universal, Netflix, Paramount Global, Sony Pictures, The Walt Disney Company, and Warner Bros. Discovery, WBD, but failed to reach a deal before the mandated deadline. As a result, the leadership of the Writers Guild of America West, WGAW, and Writers Guild of America East, WGAE, unanimously approved a strike on the eve of May 2nd, the first of its kind since the 2007-2008 strike 15 years prior.
The Hollywood Reporter reported that the WGA had set some prospective rules for writers during the strike. The Writers Guild stated writers cannot do any writing, revising, pitching, or discussing future projects with companies that are members of the AMPTP. If writers do such work, they will face punishment such as fines or even banishment from the guild. I'll add to that, in 2007, I knew of maybe one or two writers that got some fines, but I did not know anyone that got banished from the guild.
Right. And I understand where the guild is coming from, but I also understand, like, writers are like, we want to work in some way. And I know it's tempting. That must be hard.
It's tough.
Yeah. I mean, because not everybody is an established writer. So, like, if you're, like, you know, basically a paycheck to paycheck person, I know this is, must be really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a friend who he writes for The View, and his daughter just got into college and they have to pay colleges. And this is a very bad time for him to not have a regular paycheck. So I certainly understand and sympathize with anyone who wants to work. My hope is that they can find other work that's not supporting these companies that are denying us the kind of future employment that will keep people secure.
Agree. The Writers Guild also stated that fiction podcasts, which are produced by companies against which the guild and its members are striking, must stop production. The Guild said that they hoped that writers of animated series not covered by the Writers Guild but the Animation Guild would seek advice from the Writers Guild on whether or not their work as a writer works counter to the activities of the strike, and if so, to cease such work for the duration of the strike. The guild noted that while they cannot punish non-guild writers who write for companies against which the union is striking, they promise to bar such writers from future guild membership. Whoa. Oof. It's like Roko's Basilisk.
Yeah.
It is. Do you know,
nice
that, you know that thought experiment, Roko's Basilisk?
I don't know it.
Roko's Basilisk is a thought experiment where basically in the future, there's an AI that's going to exist called Roko's Basilisk. And it will know everything that has ever been recorded electronically. So the Basilisk states that in the future, when it becomes sentient, if you helped it come into existence, it will give you utopia. But if you didn't help it come into existence, it will torture you for all time. So now that you know, you should make a choice.
I guess we need to bow to our AI overlords.
We sure do. Less. The WGA instructed members to begin picketing on May 2nd, 2023 at 1 p.m. PDT. By May 3rd, 2023, picketing hours had extended to 2 4-hour shifts, an early shift from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and an afternoon shift from 1 to 5 p.m. The following studios and events have been reported by Deadline Hollywood as places where the WGA has planned to picket. In Los Angeles, AMC Networks, Amazon Culver Studios, MGM, CBS Radford, CBS Television City, Disney, 20th Century Studios, Lionsgate, Stars, Netflix, Paramount, MTV, Sony, Universal, Warner Bros., including its own Burbank division, and in New York City, 30 Rock / NBC Universal, Broadway Stages, HBO, NBC Upfronts, Netflix, Manhattan HQ, Netflix, Upfront, Peacock New Front, Silver Cup East, Silver Cup Studios, Steiner Studios, Warner Bros. Discovery, and Warner Bros. Discovery Upfront. That's a lot of studios.
That is a lot of studios, and I feel for everybody who works at everywhere, except for Stars. I don't dig their shit. I'm just kidding. But everything, I'm sure all these negotiations are absolutely necessary. I know that strikes suck on both sides. I mean, I myself not being part of the Writers Guild of America or being part of any strikes so far in my lifetime, I don't even know like what people are going through, but man, I don't know. It's hard, and I hope that it gets resolved, because the thing that I feel most concerned about is all those people who are not getting the steady paycheck that need them, because as an entertainment person coming up, like, that would have been devastating for me.
It's tough. I mean, it's tough all around. You know, in 2007, that was my second year of SNL. And that strike lasted 100 days from November to the end of January. And when we got back, a lot of the people who worked on SNL, especially the crew, were not happy with us at all. You know, they did not feel that our fight was their fight. This time around, I am feeling much more solidarity across the unions, because I think everyone understands that the way media is being produced has changed, and that studios and the people who run it are pushing not only writers, but almost everyone who works in TV and movies into, you know, this gig economy mindset, where instead of setting you up for a long-term stable career, they're just setting you up to come in, get your paycheck, not get a lot of benefits, and leave and wait for the next opportunity. So I am feeling more universal agreement among all kinds of people who work in television and movies this time.
Awesome. And thank you for being here for the show. This comes out on Thursday, so we'll spread it around as much as we can.
Yeah, all thank right. you so
well,
much.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
This has been the Wikipedia page for 2023 Writers Guild of America Strike.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, because it really helps us out. And check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your need for, you know, good pay and benefits and all that stuff.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.